Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I wish we were doing a live broadcast today from Brewers Outlet. What do you think, Sean?
No brainer.
That would kick it into another gear.
Should have thought of that.
Do I have to do all the thinking?
No.
In fact, there are people that listen to the show that question if I do any thinking. Well, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. Imports domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. We do mean the best. Soft drinks, water, wine coolers, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is truly second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills. Corey and the gang doing a great job over there. Hap Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The draft last night. All right, Steeler fan, what did you think?
My concern is that there's going to be some Steeler fans out there because of him being J.J. Watt's younger brother, that the expectations and added, there could be some extra expectations and added pressure put on the kid just because his last name is Watt and he's related to J.J. But hopefully, I look at it long term. You put you put him on one end of the D line, and name escapes me right off the top of my head.
Bud Dupree.
Yeah, put Bud on one side and TJ on the other side, and they could be doing some damage. Hmm. But we'll see how long that takes. That may take a while.
Hmm.
But I don't hate the pick. I don't think it's a bad pick. I mean, I wasn't crying a river like Bears fans were when the words Mitchell Trubisky were called out last night. Oh man, that was a big surprise. Didn't expect three quarterbacks to go in the top 12. And just amazing how.
Wait a minute.
It was teams that were moving up to get them.
What question I keep asking to all of our analysts? What happens if there's a run on quarterbacks? How many times did I ask that? I asked that to everybody. Why? Because I thought there was going to be a run on quarterbacks. It's the most important position on the field. The suit always felt it was a strong safety. It's like, what? No.
I think it's just now getting to the point in this league because, you know, we're getting into, you know, we love the offense and we need a lot of points. You know, quarterback, of course, tops, and I think now the second most important position is pass rushers. You know, getting that pass rush to the quarterback. It's almost getting to the point where they're just as valuable. So I will admit, once we were getting past those three quarterbacks in the top 12, I was starting to really lick my chops. Oh, great, there's going to be some more defensive players sliding down to the end of round one. So maybe there could be a good predicament the Steelers could have been in to maybe we'll just take the best player available, and they may have had to change plans.
Thought the Eagles' first pick was very good. Really good pass rusher. You can talk about Reggie White's records and so forth. But what I liked about what they did at Tennessee about this kid was they kept comparing his SEC stats to Myles Garrett, and they were exponentially better.
Yeah, I did see that graphic. NFL Network had that up on the screen last night. I did hear so many people, though, with their mock drafts, eagling, and it was smart. I mean, the Eagles should take a wide receiver. You got to give Carson Wentz another toy to play with out there in the field.
Well, there's still some of them out there.
Oh yeah,
that's not a big issue to me. Now, as for Watt, let me start with what I like, because obviously, I watched not only him in person, but also to get ready for the game. Watched a lot of tape of him. He is relentless. I think he has a great first step off the edge. And he attacks. And I'm impressed by that. Now here's what I don't like about him. And now he showed up in the Penn State game, but it showed up on tape. He runs out of gas. His fourth quarter stuff is not the same as his first quarter. And that's the point of the game where you should be teeing off. And it showed up against Penn State, and it showed up on tape. Now, initially, that's not a big problem. Why? Because I don't think he's going to be more than a situational guy to start out. Second and long, third and obvious. That's what I expect at least early on. So those are the pluses and minuses. Good size, great burst, relentless. But then the tank gets low. Because I think he goes so hard so often, especially in a game with pace, he's got a problem. Because the pace eventually gets to him, which is what the offense is hoping for. But last night was great theater. Now, I don't think Mike Glennon considers it great theater. But that was wild. And one of the reasons I like watching Mike Mayock is he's smart, analytical, the whole deal. And he'll freely admit he doesn't know where they're going. As opposed to Mel Kiper, who gets mad when they don't pick his guy. It's Mel.
Although I did notice a few times last night, Mayock was, you think he'd had a watch on timing the how long it took for the commissioner to come out to give the pick. It's like, hey, come on, speed it up. You know, you're in my town.
Well,
here.
But you know what? Part of the reason for the delay is they have to silkscreen the names and the plate onto the jersey.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah, they showed a picture of them back there doing that last night. My wife said, yeah, and I always wondered how they did that so quick.
Yeah. Well, they still have to do it.
I always thought they had like three or four or five of them on standby, then they just grabbed one.
Oh, do you think last night they were going to have three? I mean, last night, you tell me, you couldn't predict anything last night.
Yeah, I got the thing with Myles Garrett. It's like, oh, wait, he's not there. What happens if the Browns don't take him at number one? What jerseys is he gonna grab?
I think I got Fournette right. I think I got McCaffrey right. I think I got, when the Chiefs traded, I got Mahomes right. When the Texans traded, I got Watson right. Let's see.
Yeah, how about the Texans giving their first and second round picks next year.
Bills had 8 quarterbacks in 3 years. Mm. He's had eight starting quarterbacks in 3 years.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do?
Yeah.
He's got to get somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
That's his guy.
Yeah. Well, what was going into last night? Were the Browns really going to brown it up? Our great friend of the show, Jordan Rodrigue, had that wonderful line that we've been using quite a bit. They did not brown it up last night, especially with the deal with Houston moving up to get Deshaun Watson, and now the Browns have 2 more first and second round picks next year, thanks to Houston. So
They take it next year. They get Sam Darnold.
I was thinking that too. Hey, you and I are sharing a brain. I thought the exact same thing this morning. And so, yep, they could wait till next year to get their quarterback. They can just ride it out this year with Cody Kessler and Brock Osweiler, and then see if Sam's their man next year if he comes out.
It's like trying to ride it out in the Titanic. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Welcome back to the lounge featuring Sean Carey. Hey, everybody. A little casual beat on a Friday for you. Enjoy those beverages we got you from Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. They are the Beverage Supermarket. All right. By the way, quick text exchange with the suit.
Oh, is this regarding Wednesday?
Part of it was regarding the draft, and then the last part was trying to sell me digital media. I was like, No, I'm good.
Wait till next month, and you can put it on your next quota.
I said, you know, like we're co-workers?
Yeah.
Are we that desperate at the end of the month?
Well, we are at the 1/3 poll of the year, so.
Yeah.
Got to finish strong.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like he may have a fourth lined up.
Good.
I actually tried to get Jay Paterno to go, and Jay could not make it. So. Ah. Oh, what the heck?
But yes, Dave Ritchie, the chief, will be back.
Yes, he will
be. In the foursome.
And then hopefully we can get like a player to go with. I mean, Dave's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we can somehow get like the suit's our fourth player. Because last year he played with a tie on. I thought you're trying to accentuate the
come on
suit thing a little too much, don't you think? Just a thought.
Oh, you'll get this. He invited me to his one of his son's last track events tomorrow, or field events tomorrow. He's actually going to be up in my neck of the woods.
Oh, Central Mountain?
Mm-hmm. It's either at Central Mountain or at LHU, one of the two. I think Central Mountain there tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll see. I know I'll be at the nephew's minor B tournament tomorrow near Mill Hall. It's actually not too far from where the suit will be. Kind of scary.
My grandson has his first T-ball game tomorrow.
Very cool.
Now, we have some people coming in this weekend. And so my wife says to me, well, you know, they want to go to a museum or whatever. I said, I'm not missing his T-ball game. I said, what, are you kidding me? No. Excusez-moi. No. Blood thicker than water. I'm going to that. It's 1 hour.
First T-ball game only happens once.
I said, I'm not gonna miss this. Is he kidding me? Ah, there we are. No. So I.
Nephew's off to a good start. He's got 4 doubles in the last 2 games. Team's 3-0. moving into their first tournament. So a couple games tomorrow. See how that shakes out. They could be playing for a championship on Sunday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. Do I have to go to it?
I wouldn't force you to if you wouldn't want to.
Just checking.
Well, my concern is I know there's a lot of Penn State fans usually that are at all the games, and if they spot you, then, you know, you kind of, from a distance, you may give me the stink eye. It's like, oh, what'd you rope me into, you know?
It can be an issue, yes.
Been there, done that scenario.
Yeah, it can be an issue.
Yeah.
It's happened. Okay. Garrett Sickles is going to join us on the show today. My brother's on today. At least I think he is.
Since it's Friday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. So we got a big day coming up today. And Penguins won last night. And off to a great start in the series against Washington. As Nick Bonino scored the game winner in the third period. The Penguins led 2-0. The Caps came back, tied it 2-2. And Marc-Andre Fleury, who over the years has been not exactly warmly embraced by Penguin fans, was terrific last night. He stood on his head making saves last night. He had a terrific game last night. So, great win to get started. A lot of pressure on the Caps tomorrow night playing at home. And that's, they will have a lot of pressure on them to somehow win that thing tomorrow night. So round one of the draft, rounds 2 and 3 tonight. Expect Chris Godwin tonight. I sat there and I've been perusing a few of the draft things. Some are national, like Mike Mayock and Mel and whatever, right? Although Mel gets mad when they don't pick his guy. Like, he's the 8th player on my board. He should be the 8th player off the board. No, if they need a running back, they should get a running back. I shouldn't sit there. You know what? Mel says that this guy's the only, we don't need a tight end, but.
How many times was Mayock kind of picking fun at himself last night? I'm going to go 0 for 32.
Except for Myles Garrett, almost everybody went 0 for 32 last night. You think about it. I mean, last night was like one of those, like, holy cow.
It was frenetic, but boy, it was fun to watch.
I mean, it was great theater unless you were Mike Lennon. Mike Lennon did not find it to be great theater last night.
There were some reports out there that John Fox didn't know until a couple of hours before the draft that they were going to take Mitchell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you only have to coach him. Okay. I'd say this, but Trubisky and Glennon are the same kind of quarterback. So, I mean, in terms of style, they don't have to worry about it. You know, stylistically, they're okay.
Well, for either one of the quarterbacks, thank goodness they got Jordan Howard to help them out, for sure.
Well, that's why Mike Mayock caught himself on that last night, talking about running back. He goes, wait a minute, whoa. He says, wait a minute. He says, they've got Jordan Howard, they're good. Hey, the one year he was in Indiana, he did not play against Penn State. But obviously on the tapes, he's all over the tapes because he had transferred in from Alabama, Birmingham when they shut down the program. But that guy in college, that guy was good. Really good. All right, next half hour of the show coming up. Looking forward to it. More on the draft. Garrett Sickles today as well. And my brother, Sean, meanwhile, roped into going to a track meet for no apparent reason.
Get out! outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sundary Motors Ford. Sundary Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 33 Ford Escapes starting in 19380. Sundary Motors has sold over 40,000 new Ford trucks in the past 102 years. SMC is where you want to be to choose from over four city blocks of new Ford trucks. F-150s starting at an amazing $24,919. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new Ford Focus from $14,835. SMC is where you want to be for a 2017 Edge starting at $27,420. SMC has your next Ford Explorer ready to roll at an unheard of $29,835. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. SMC, satisfying more customers, selling more cars. A tradition of trust since 1915.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, this day in sports history, the first organized night baseball game played in Independence, Kansas. This day, 1930. 1961, the NFL chose Canton, Ohio as the site of the Professional Football Hall of Fame. 1967, 50 years ago today, Muhammad Ali refused induction into the U.S. Army and was stripped of his boxing title. He cited religious grounds for his refusal. 1971, Hank Aaron hit his 600th career home run. 1987, it was announced that the NBA would expand to Charlotte and Miami in 1988. The Orioles lost their 21st consecutive game, longest streak to start a season in Major League history in 1988. And that is this day in sports history. Rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft coming up tonight. What are you looking for, Sean, from your team, the Steelers?
Well, I'm thinking somewhere down the road they're going to take a running back, but it'd probably be a little further down the road. I would not be surprised if they go second round. They're going to go either safety or corner. And I would think sometime they'll take a running. They'll take a wide receiver as well.
A lot of people want Chris Godwin. We'll see how that plays out. Let's bring in Joe Rutter now from the Pittsburgh Tribune. Joe, welcome. It's great to have you on board with us for the first time.
Sure. Glad to be with you guys.
All right. Let's start with T.J. Watt. Steelers seem to go after that edge rusher more often than not over the last 10 years or so. They get another one. What was your thought on the pick?
I thought that, it's funny. Of all the edge rushers that they had available, the biggest ones I thought were off the board. And I really hadn't given T.J. Watt much consideration because I thought he's viewed more of a second rounder.
Right.
But, looking back, if I'd have thought more clearly, the Steelers did go up and see him at the pro day, did spend time with him at the combine. So there were signs that they were interested in him. I just didn't really think they had him as graded as highly as they did. And to their credit, they liked him and went after him.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're at 30. So, I mean, you're right on the edge of the second round anyway. So at 30, when you look at him, what do you like and then what concerns you?
Well, the one thing I think you like is, unlike some of these other guys they were interested in that were, being mocked to them and supposed to be available in the second half of the round, a lot of those guys were the defensive ends that they would have had to turn in outside linebackers. J.J. Watt is an outside linebacker, so they don't really have to do much position adjustment. He hasn't had to play with his hand on the ground as much. He's been a stand-up linebacker, so that, I think that helps. And, he has the bloodlines, and, his brother has kind of given him the blueprint on how to, train and go about your business of becoming an NFL player, and I think that helps a lot, too.
I know, obviously, I had a chance to watch a lot of tape of him going into the Big Ten Championship game and saw him live. First half of that game, you want to talk about somebody unleashed. I thought he was really a force in the first half. I thought on tape and then in person, I thought he wore down. Would you see the Steelers spotting him as a third down guy for the most part early on, just to see?
I would think so. I mean, you know, it's the one thing luxury they have right now is that they still are going to try to get one more year out of James Harrison. They have Bud Dupree on the other side, another former draft pick. So I don't think there's no rush to get him on the field right away. I think they can kind of work with him, have him learn a little bit from James Harrison, and then, you know, maybe you're looking at 2018, he becomes more of an impact player. You know, it's not an immediate, I mean, they need to upgrade the position, but it's not immediate, at least to start this season, that he has to be on the field for them. So I think they can have the time to mold them into that type of player and maybe get him conditioned so he, you know, doesn't wear down.
What's really helped the Steelers, in my opinion, over the years, allow them to, in a league where you're supposed to go from fourth to first all the time, what's allowed, I think, them to stay at a really great spot most years is that they do a good job in the second and third rounds, and even in the fourth and fifth. So tonight, second and third, positionally, what do you think they should look at?
Well, originally I thought they were going to get a cornerback in the first round and go with the edge rusher. So I still think they're going to look at cornerback, although the guy I think what I would like to see them take is Chris Godwin of Penn State.
Right.
I think he would be a perfect receiver for them. And getting Martavis Bryant back, they said, really wasn't going to impact how they viewed the wide receivers, and I think they still want to get a good receiver. I think he could be there in the second round. I originally mocked him down in the third because Mike Mayock kind of, I respect his opinion a lot, and he didn't even have him in his top 100 picks. But I think with the receivers going off the board as highly as they did, I think maybe he becomes more valuable, and I think he might be there for the Steelers in the second round. And then, you know, I figure they'll go back to cornerback in the third round because there's so much depth in this draft at the position that I think they could still get a pretty good one there.
Yeah, and Godwin would be somebody, he'd be a pro's pro. I mean, I think it'd be the best way I could put it after watching him here for 3 years. He'd be a pro's pro in this league, a good possession guy that would move a lot of chains. The quarterback situation. There's only a window of opportunity left for the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger. It doesn't have to be this year, but how, you know, in your mind, when did they really have to start seriously looking at, okay, we got to think about getting a guy?
I would think starting next year more. I think this year maybe was kind of a dry run for them. And it's not to say they don't go out and get somebody here on, you know, today. But, I think it's more they're looking to next year. And they really paid more attention to the quarterbacks this year than it seemed they had in the past. They brought a couple in. They brought Patrick Mahomes in, Joshua Dobbs in for pre-draft visits, which in the past they never even bothered with it because they knew they weren't going to draft a quarterback. Now I think they're taking it more seriously. And I think they'll really be zeroing in on it once the college season starts in the fall.
Well, if they were somehow draft Dobbs, for example, you feel pretty comfortable that an aerospace engineering degree, he'll be able to pick up the offense.
He's I would imagine he's easily the smartest guy in this draft. And, if it doesn't work out in football more than other players, he has a nice fallback option.
Exactly. When you look at, I don't know how much you've seen of these guys, Kaiser, Dobbs, people like that. How much did you see them?
I didn't see very much of them, to be honest. So this is I moved into the beat in September. I was getting so focused on NFL and getting caught up with that. I just didn't get to pay enough attention to the college game as I probably will this year.
Well, okay, then let me flip it to the other side. The Browns had three first-round picks within the division. Now, obviously, they don't have a great roster to begin with, so they've got a long way to go. When you look at the Ravens, the Browns, and obviously the Bengals, did any of them, in your opinion, help themselves in the first round?
Well, I think they all three did, actually. Garrett was the obvious pick at number one.
Right.
I liked them getting Peppers late in the draft. I'm trying to think of who they got in between there.
They got the tight end from Miami.
Oh, yeah. Another good pick.
Yeah.
And then, it's interesting, too, because – Baltimore goes and gets Humphrey, who I thought maybe the Steelers would have a shot at getting at 30. And I think it was John Harbaugh said something to the effect of, you know, hey, we've got somebody that can match up with the Steelers guys like Antonio Brown. And then you've got the Bengals who go and get John Ross, who, you know, they probably get him thinking, okay, you know, Steelers, one of their weaknesses right now is a secondary. Right. We got a guy that can run past everybody.
In fact, I could see Green with the baton handing it off to Ross.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a track team. That's a track team there. How surprised were you by all 32, Garrett, no, but the next 31 picks starting with Trubisky, how surprising was last night?
I thought it was very surprising. I mean, you know, we were kind of warned that it was going to be unpredictable, but as soon as the Bears, you know, moved up and gave up a boatload to get Trubisky, you're like, what's going on here?
Exactly.
And then it just kept happening. Teams, you know, trading back and up and all over the place, and it was hard almost to keep track of there. I knew it was going to be a fun night, and it actually was more enjoyable than I thought it was.
Yeah, it really was. It was, to their credit, they created some great theater last night. You know, I don't know if Mike Glennon thought it was great theater, but still, it was great theater last night. Hey, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it. You do great work down there, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, anytime you want me, just give me a call.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Joe Rutter from the Pittsburgh Tribune. Next half hour, Garrett Sickles. Don't forget the after show, the complete draft review by the suit. Appropriately put on the after show. On News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, next half hour, Garrett Sickles. After turning in a fine career with the Nittany Lion football team, will be a part of the draft. I would guess that he would be a part of the draft tomorrow. We'll have Garrett on the show to talk about the process he has gone through to get to this point. We'll discuss that with him in the next half hour. I think we also might be able to slip in Bob Grove from the Penguins to talk about the Penguins opener with Washington, my brother, in the final half hour where you don't slip in anything. So... that'll be in the final half hour of the show. And keep in mind, where 11 and 15 are in that area, avoid it. There's been a truck that's overturned. There's a fuel spill there. So if you can work your way around that area using the back roads, it'll save you a lot of time.
Yeah, there is. You can get through one lane traveling Route 15 south heading into Shamokin Dam when it turns into 11 and 15. But like you said, maybe backed up for quite some time as the crews get there to take care of the spill. Happened just before 3:30.
Now, you may notice in that one lane that there's one person screaming, "Get out of my way, I'm selling digital media." I mean, that again, that's... really, you know, just kind of bypass it.
Yeah, I didn't check during the break if he was still in the office or not. You're one click away. You're one click away.
Yeah. Oh, I'm one click, all right. I didn't say what I was clicking on. The draft provided incredible theater last night. They selected Garrett. I'm like, okay, fine. Now let's see what the 49ers do. They'll probably take Solomon Thomas, right? And they said, trade the Bears. I'm like, geez, who the heck did that? I mean, Bears must want Solomon Thomas. I'm like, they just signed Mike Glennon. So... you're not thinking that after they just signed Mike Glennon, they're going to draft a quarterback and they take Trubisky. I'm looking around, I'm like, this is bizarre. You know, then they take Thomas, then they take Fournette, but then they just, the whole thing got, you know, Tennessee wanted to trade. They couldn't get anybody to trade with them, so they made a pick. Christian McCaffrey got picked by Carolina, which I thought was a great pick. Mel gets mad at the pick. Because they didn't pick the guy he wanted.
It's like they need a running back, Mel. Right? Does it really matter if the best guy on the board is this guy and I need a running back? What do you think you're going to pick? You're going to pick what you need. He gets so offended by it. It's just the ape, but the value, the value. And then they kept talking about the Foster thing last night about diluted samples. Foster fell evidently because of shoulder issues. I mean, Peppers didn't fall that far. He ended up with 25 to the Browns. Gary and Conley evidently took a polygraph test. He passed it, so the Raiders picked him.
Yeah, boy, that was interesting. I've never heard of that before going into a draft. How amazing would have that have been to see that on live TV as it went down?
But if you're Conley, right? Okay, just for the sake of argument, because obviously none of us knows what happened. Nobody knows what happened. But say, for example, for the sake of argument, he is innocent. Well, if you were innocent, wouldn't you be begging to take a polygraph?
Oh, I'd make that bold move in a heartbeat, right. Sure.
Right.
I got nothing to lose. Here's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. Even though it's inadmissible in court, you still would do it, quote, if you didn't do it. Well, he passed it, whatever that means. He passed it, and so the Raiders picked him. I thought the Redskins fine. There was all that talk about we might trade Kirk Cousins. Well, if Kirk Cousins got dealt to the Browns, that would change so much in a hurry for Cleveland. And I don't know what that would have done for Washington. I also thought it was interesting that all three quarterbacks taken in the first round, each team traded up to get the guy. The Bears traded up to get Trubisky. The Chiefs traded up to get Mahomes, and the Texans traded up to get Deshaun Watson. They all traded up to get there. That's what struck me. That's how badly they wanted them. And this goes back to, this is why I asked the question to all of our draft analysts when they had them on. What happens to the picks starting with, I started with the Eagles, who were at 14, right? I said, what happens to those picks if there's a run on quarterbacks? Why? Because I had a gut feeling there was going to be a run on quarterbacks. Because there's always a run on quarterbacks. And you notice that the offensive line group, it took a long time for an offensive lineman to get picked. The kid out of Utah who went to the Broncos. So rounds 2 and 3 are tonight starting at 7. Nike, Under Armour, and Adidas have all told Lonzo Ball no. The endorsement deal with Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, not going to happen. LeVar Ball, Daddy Dearest, confirmed that the three shoe and apparel companies informed him they were not interested in completing a deal with his son. It's the first time ever that the big shoe companies and apparel companies have stepped away from a potential top pick 2 months before the NBA draft. I mean, I don't even think Faye Dunaway would have portrayed this in Mommy Dearest.
No wire hangers.
No shoe deals. Wow. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Poker Night in America. I believe the man at the at table 2 just overplayed his hand.
We are your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.